This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is pretty tricky. Looks like anytime you pull up an article, if you have Cox, you got to fill out a survey. Now, I don't understand this. You know, being a doctor, okay, I'm supposed to be looking at all these studies and at all these surveys and deciding if it's really, you know, worth my time to read. Right, because they make these things sound like they're science. Although there was a study I really do like. Apparently, these local pubs like Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name. Those, right? Like Sam and Diane and Norm. Norm, they're actually good for your health. And that was a very interesting study. That study I like. But I don't know about you, but when I get a survey that pops up, when I'm in the middle of reading something, I am so gosh darn ticked that I'm going to just put whatever the heck I want. I'm just going to say, yes, no, I don't know, I don't know. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I have, I'm only 110 pounds. Yeah, you know, I'll lie by 5 pounds. You don't know how much I weigh, do you? That's one thing Google doesn't have on their on me. That's good. Yeah, I'm 115 pounds. So I just put whatever to get the survey out of my way because it is interrupting what I'm doing. And so anyway, I was just sitting here prepping for the show. I like to save the trees. Okay. I worked for the Environmental Protection Agency. I personally don't like to waste printing things if I don't have to. Okay. No, I don't think I voted for Al Gore, but I do like the Environmental Protection Agency, so I've moved it all to computer. I have all my stories up on the computer. I don't print anything out anymore. Unfortunately, when I do that, these stupid surveys come into play, and I just lie my butt off on these dumb Cox surveys. So Cox Communications, you and your survey proctors can go stick it because you interrupted, you completely blew this first hour of my show. My show was going to be good, but you had to stick that stupid survey in there. So I have a survey for you, okay? Next time, I need to find some company to manage my computer. Am I going to pick Cox? The answer is no, yes, maybe, or hell to the no. The answer is hell to the no. All right, we got a very, very, very busy day. I know a lot of you guys have been dealing with Wild Card Weekend. A lot of good football yesterday. Using the NFL injury report, we predicted that the Texans would win, the Steelers would win, the Seahawks would win, and this is where we went wrong. We predicted that the Giants would win. The Giants actually lost to the Packers. Now, I don't know if I'm happy about that or not because I am a Cowboy fan. And I guess the Giants and or the Packers were going to have to play the Cowboys. So either way, we look like we're in for a whole lot of pain next week. So I'll have my picks for you next week when we get the NFL injury report. But look, 75% isn't bad. The NFL injury report doesn't lie too much. But this was an interesting story that came out. Apparently, there's a former NFL player who took 125 Vicodin every day during his career. 125 pills of Vicodin. It's a former San Diego Charger, Shane Olivia. He said after his rookie year, he rapidly descended into an opioid addiction. This is according to Daily Mail. He would take these 125 pills a day with chocolate milk. He said he played high while he was on OxyContin. Luckily, he had an intervention staged by friends and family, and he checked into the Betty Ford Center. He's a former Ohio State University football player whose NFL career fell apart because of this painkiller addiction. He's 35 years old, and he told the Columbus Dispatch he was high every day following his rookie year with the San Diego Chargers. He said, at my height on Vicodin, I would take 125 a day. It got to the point I would take a pile of 15 Vicodin and would have to take them with chocolate milk. If I did it with water or Gatorade, I would throw it up. That's scary stuff. He said he obtained the pills from his own sources, including one in Mexico. He would park at an Arby's restaurant near the border, pay a cab driver he knew $100 to go to Tijuana Pharmacy. You could buy anything you want if you had cash. I'd go buy a couple hundred Vicodin, or by then I'd progress to OxyContin. Now, Vicodin is hydrocodone. OxyContin is an extended-release oxycodone, which is a higher level of narcotic. Although, personally, I think the Vicodin seems to work better. I've had both after surgery. Vicodin seems to work better for pain, hydrocodone, than oxycodone, but it's still a lower level compared to the oxycodone or OxyContin. He spent $584,000 on painkillers. He began to withdraw from teammates, and his relationship with coaches and management suffered. He benched late in the 2007 season, and he rose 390 pounds. So, went to the Betty Ford Center in Rancho Mirage, California. Doctor said he was lucky to be alive. When you look at that, 125 milligrams. Now, remember, back then, the Vicodin had 500 milligrams of Tylenol. So that means he was taking 60 grams of Tylenol a day. That's overdosing on Tylenol. I don't know what the hell his liver looked like. Well, how did his bowel look like? How could he even go to the bathroom? So apparently he started to take Vicodin from a teammate because he was having issues, and that's how he became hooked. He eventually progressed to OxyContin. He was released by the Chargers. He signed with the New York Giants while in rehab. He was released again after hurting his back. He spent a few years training for a comeback. That never happened because general manager didn't want him anymore. He got bigger, faster, quicker than I'd ever been. I was like, I'm finally clean, and now I could get a shot. So he enrolled in Ohio State in 2015, graduated in December with a degree in sports industry. But, you know, when you talk about opioid addiction and you talk about doctors needing to stop writing, that's only one small sliver of the problem. If you have somebody that takes 125 a day because they're addicted, telling them this doctor's office is closed or this doctor is closing up shop or this doctor can't write them for you, that's not going to stop them. That's not going to help them deal with their addiction. Again, we need to have a much more succinct plan into how to make sure these patients aren't just left without, because going through narcotic withdrawal is miserable. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize. I am fighting a sinus infection. I think, and a little constipation. And some PMS all at the same time. So, woo-wee! That is the trifecta of major medical issues. I apologize that you all have to listen to a show with me suffering from all this. But I gotta tell you, this sinus infection is horrible. I just need to say something really quickly here. You know how we're always against people over-prescribing and overtaking antibiotics? Okay? You know, you'll get sick, you'll go to your doctor or your medical provider and say, I want an antibiotic. And they'll say, we can't give you an antibiotic. You're like, well, hold on. And they're like, because you have a virus. All right? So thank you for your $70 copay. Why don't you take some Robitussin? Why don't you drink some fluids? But we're not giving you an antibiotic because what you have is not bacterial. And you're like, well, did you look at it under a microscope? Did you? No, your symptoms. Now, okay, I'm a physician, and I'm not doing this to make fun of my brethren, but I'm kind of on your side in one respect with this, because when I started getting sick, and it's, I know this isn't about me, but I am living proof that not all people are equal in, from a medical perspective. Okay, we all don't present the same. So all my kids had this cold, and they all got sick, and none of them needed antibiotics. Good. Okay, they sneezed. It was clear sneezing. You know, we always talk about your sputum and your mucus. If it's clear, it seems to be more allergic or viral. But once it's bacterial and the macrophages get in there and the neutrophils and the PMNs, starts to make the mucus change color and get more thick. So my nose just kept running. It was clear, just like everybody else's. And I'm telling myself, no, this isn't viral. This is going to get nasty. And, you know, but there's no fever. There's no fever. I'm not having any other symptoms. And I'm telling myself, no, if I let this go, it is going to get bad. And it did. It got to the point where I feel like I have 7 bricks sitting there in my sinuses. So what's a sinus infection? A sinus infection is where you get some bacterial, maybe it's strep pneumo or H flu or some sort of bacteria that decides to set up shop in your nice, warm, moist sinuses, set up shop, starts making excess fluid, and you feel very, very dull, headache, stuffy, and your nose just starts to drain. And by the way, I just have something to say on that. That's fascinating to me. How when you are crying or when you are sneezing or coryzaing as you're nasal dripping, how that fluid comes out so clear. You know, there's not like a lot of pockets of fluid that clear. You have water in your system, you have blood, you have etc. And your body knows how to extrapolate it and make tears and make sinus discharge to the point that it doesn't look like blood, it doesn't look like any of your other fluids, but it's that clear, salty, tear taste. Oh, I'm so sick of post-nasal drip taste, I can't stand anymore. I couldn't even eat the last couple days because I can't taste food. But the problem is, and I've always told doctors this, I go, look, I know when my body has a virus, but I know when my body has an infection. And I know when I need an antibiotic, so listen to me. And one thing we've talked about on the show, which we're going to continue to talk about, is when doctors don't listen to you. Doctors think they're the ones that know best. And mind you, I'm a doctor. I'm a board-certified MD in family medicine. You know, when somebody says, look, you know, I have Michael Jackson syndrome. And I go, well, what's Michael Jackson syndrome? Well, all I'm doing is sitting there at dinner, and all of a sudden I go, like, no, that's not Michael Jackson syndrome. That could be a tick. Maybe it means you're a good singer. I don't know what that means, okay? But that's fine by me. I love that symptom. You can do it all day long. But there's no syndrome called Michael Jackson syndrome. I went to medical school. I will diagnose you. Okay, I get that. Or somebody will read Google, and they will say, I have an inherited disorder of my pseudostratified columnar epithelium. And I'm like, really? Why? What's happening to you? You see that pimple? Yeah, it hasn't gone away. Well, that's a pimple. Okay, you got a pimple, let's put something on it, pop it, whatever we have to do. Yeah, you get paid big money to pop pimples. All right, so, you know, look, I went to school, let me help you, but I am so sick and tired, all right, of medical professionals not stopping and listening to the patient. If the patient says, please don't give me penicillin, please don't give me Z-Pak, it never works on me, this works better, and it's not a narcotic, and you don't think it's going to enhance antibiotic resistance because the patient has shown you proof and evidence of prior visits, listen to the patient. Because my problem is I let this go so many days because I thought it was viral, that now I have to dig deep, and I mean dig and shovel, out of all the mucus and crap that I have. And look, you guys have to listen to this. See, not only do I suffer, but you suffer. You all have to listen to this. Okay, now, if you listen to other people's problems, guys, that may not be a bad thing. There was a study that came out saying local pubs are good for our mental health. Now, one of my favorite TV shows was Cheers, right? For everybody knows your name, Dave Cheersy, Sam Malone, so sexy. You know, I always wanted to walk into a bar and everybody go, Dahlia, and I was like, Dave Dahlia, what's up? And then I make some smart alecky remark. You get toasted. Yay, Dahlia didn't get fired today. Cheers. You know, oh, I had a bad show. You know, nobody liked my bit on Michael Jackson. Oh, no, bro, look around for Dahlia. Let's get Dahlia drunk. You know, that type of camaraderie and having those people there for you, I'm not surprised that there's science behind that. Scientists at Oxford University confirm that it's actually healthy for our mentally well-being. Those who frequented a local pub were more happy and socially engaging. According to lead researcher Professor Robin Dunbar, he stated this study showed that frequenting a local pub can directly affect people's social network size and how engaged they are with their local community. Our networks provide us with the single most important buffer against mental and physical illness. While pubs traditionally have a role as a place for community socializing, alcohol's role appears to be in triggering the endorphin system, which promotes social bonding. So not only is it the camaraderie and the social interaction, but it's also the alcohol. Now, remember a few years back on my show, there was a team of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh that found that moderate amounts of... Yeah, if you remember that from 2012, you're good. Congratulations, listeners. Very good if you remember that. Team of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh found that moderate amounts of alcohol, if consumed in a social setting, not by yourself in a closet, but if consumed in a social setting, relieved negative emotions and enhanced positive ones, and it increased social bonding. And then remember this summer we talked about how couples who drink together appear to stay together. They appear to be happier. Study author of this study back in 2016, Dr. Kira Burda, told Reuters, we're not sure why this is happening, but it could be that couples that do more leisure time activities together have better marital quality. So there is something about, I look at it, I mean, these are my theories, okay? One is, you need the wind down. You go to work and it's very chaotic. Then you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic for an hour. Then you come home. You got the kids yelling. You got whoever, your spouse, they're going, good, you're home. I need this fixed, I need this fixed, I need to get this done. This was my day, I'm tired. Here, you take the baby. And you don't get that wind down. You know, when I was in medical school, one of our professors, who was a psychologist, said he told two of his patients, two different cases, one, to before you go home, stop a half hour earlier than that, pull the car over and go for your run. Go for your run, get your run out of the way, listen to your music, and then come home. You have that wind down. Another one would come into a house, the family knew to just leave him alone, he'd go to the piano, play piano for a half hour, then when he was done, he was ready to deal with the family. So sometimes people need that wind down. And so maybe that's what these local pubs do. But to me, I think it's because you can't be alone. People need to rub shoulders with other people. People need to laugh. They need to hear other people's stories and realize that they don't have it that bad. They need to even get into fights. You know, you need to be around other people. Yeah, and sometimes that interaction that you get at a local bar makes you really appreciate what you have when you come home. Instead, our sanctuary and our place we go to when we're sick of people ends up being our mission control for our social media. So our social site ends up being the computer at our house. And I don't think that's doing us any good for our psyche. Now, I wrote about this on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com, or go to my Facebook and Twitter. But I say, find a Cliff Clavin, right? Find a Norm. If there's a Diane, just, you know, give her the hand. If you see Frasier, just patronize him, whatever. Go on down to Sam's Bar, find a Cheers, and do that a couple times a week. I think it'll be good for you. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as if this world could not get any crazier, we're still in shock with the airport shooting that happened at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport on Friday afternoon, where a lone gunman opened fire in the baggage claim area, wounding 6 people seriously and killing 5. We're starting to get the names of some of these people that unfortunately had passed. And Esteban Santiago apparently was in an Alaska FBI office back in November, saying his mind was controlled by U.S. intelligence. He was rambling in this walk-in interview at an Anchorage office, and authorities, I guess, didn't seem to do what they could have done to hopefully prevent this. And we have Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network, who was actually there now at Fort Lauderdale Airport to tell us what she saw on Friday. Robin, thank you for joining us.
actually right now. And I'll tell you, you know, the security here is pretty lax. They have not taken the clue from 15 and a half years ago of 9/11. In the 1970s, the Israeli government has told the United States how to secure our airports with check-in at the curbside, not inside, you know, 1,000 feet in like you're going into a mall, which is not secure. And, you know, I see very little security here today. I'm at Terminal 1, and I was here on Saturday following up on the story from Friday, and you had Broward County Sheriff's Department, and you had police officers with rifles and guns and full, you know, gear, military gear, but that is not the case here today. And I'll tell you, Dahlia, this is still primetime season in Fort Lauderdale. There is still a very much a Christmas, New Year's feel. The menorah, the Christmas tree, I'm looking at it right now, is still up. Most of the country is buried in snow. So Fort Lauderdale, with all the cruise ships here at Port Everglades, I mean, I'm in this airport now. It feels like, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving. That's how busy it is.
Wow, I bet. You know, Robin, you were, we read your piece on what happened Friday, and, you know, you were showing us pictures. Tell us what the scene was like on Friday from your standpoint.
Oh, it was insane because I was in Fort Lauderdale. I had just gone through the airport less than 24 hours before, and it took me 40 minutes to get a bag, Dahlia. And, you know, you're standing there at baggage claim. You know this from the Las Vegas airport. You're standing there. You're totally vulnerable. There's no TSA walking around. There's no police officers in uniform, not in uniform, nothing. And as I told our person at our correspondent at The Blaze, our writer, you know, you feel like a sitting duck because you're vulnerable. And the airport is the biggest terrorist target. I will say this, though. I heard your intro about the shooter, the murderer. He will be in front of a federal judge here today in Fort Lauderdale, and he's facing federal charges and most likely facing the death penalty. But the DailyMail.com is the only, you know, online source that I saw that has him in with a sort of a jihadist finger with some Muslim Arabic writing behind him. Was this person, this murderer, inspired by ISIS? Was he in touch with other groups? Was he by himself, you know, just inspired? You know, the thing about it, you know, inspired by ISIS, by terrorism, but, you know, to come into an airport and to shoot people in the head, it's just absolutely outrageous. And what bothers me the most is that had there been a police officer here, Dahlia, he would have been one and done. He would have gotten off maybe a shot or two, and they would have taken him down. He was able to reload twice.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network, one of my favorite media personalities. You know, Robin, you know, you're right. I mean, if this was El Al Airport, if this was, you know, an El Al terminal, you know, the security there is so much heightened. And what's scary about this was in the baggage claim where his gun that might have been properly stowed in a suitcase, locked up. It's supposed to be unarmed, ammunition separate, locked up. He was able to take his gun out of his suitcase, go to a bathroom, from what I understand, load it up, add the ammunition. This was very well planned, very well thought out, and the baggage claim is a very underprotected area. And looks like
it is.
It is, Dahlia.
You know, the thing is about baggage claim, people are distracted. You know, you're waiting for your parents, you're hugging grandma, you're looking for your cruise terminal sign of the people from Carnival or Royal Caribbean. People are completely distracted at the baggage claim. And you know, this is nothing new. The Israeli government, the people that run El Al, the military in Israel, has told us since the 1970s what to do in this country. Now, after 9/11, I was living in New York. As you know, I was in 9/11, Chuck Schumer, you know, from a political standpoint, Chuck Schumer and some of these other people, politicians up there, Hillary Clinton, the senators up there and congresspeople were told, move the security out to the curb at Newark, LaGuardia, and JFK. Do it like El Al does it at JFK Airport. And because of financial reasons, they refused to do it. And this is what you get.
You know, and one other thing, and I know this probably isn't the most logical, but, you know, coming from a family, you know, in law enforcement, and my father, who was in the Israeli army, one thing we were taught is when you walk into a room, to know where your exits are, know where your go-to hiding places are. When you look at this video, and it is just, it's startling, when Santiago starts to pull out his gun from his waistline, and you see these elderly people behind them, trying to find a place to hide. Two of them looks like they went behind a sheet of metal. One looks like she stood in front of it. People don't know where to go or hide, and I'm wondering if we just need to, as a whole, have a much different, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Much different
just
strategy.
Consciousness.
Yes.
I think of my own parents, and, you know, they're kind of, you know, when you hit the 80 mark, or for some people in their 60s or 70s, you know, they are just not familiar or conscious of their surroundings, and that's the problem. I actually had this conversation with my family. I'm like, you know, you have to get down on the ground. You have to duck. You have to get away. And I think that there's a lot of elderly people that are so in shock. I mean, there were 54 people that were taken here to the hospital. There were elderly people that were out on the tarmac that were suffering, you know, from shock, heart problems, high blood pressure. It was a 70-plus degree day. I mean, people were just not stable. And this is an area of the country where you have a lot of retirees. And they really need to have security here in the baggage claim. And also, you know, while we're on it, Dahlia, the TSA, as jokingly we always call it privately, thousands standing around, none of them are armed. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I know.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Robin Walensky, thank you again for joining us. We'll definitely have you back. We're going to hear more about these federal charges and him hopefully getting the death penalty. I know I'm supposed to say, well, I'll let, you know, justice take its course, but I don't like this guy. And I, as far as I'm concerned, I hope he fries. This was disgusting. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on. We know you're very busy.
Absolutely. And I will be in Las Vegas later in the week. We can do a compare and contrast on the air of what's going on over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Robin, thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So let's go back. What happened in Anchorage? All right. You know, why are people that are suspected to have issues? Why are people suspected to have mental health deficits, mental health challenges being allowed to continue with having their firearms? And you know, this is a very, very controversial subject because we've talked about how many people could be misdiagnosed as having a mental health issue, such as somebody going into a medical provider and getting an antidepressant or getting an anti-anxiety medication. And because the ICD-10 codes lump it under a psychiatric diagnosis, that could later prevent you from getting a firearm. You know, we don't want that. I mean, you know, if you need something to help you sleep, if you take something for PMS, if you have some issues with, stomach acid, and high blood pressure, and an SSRI seems to control that, you know, you want to be able to take something and not you know, lose your Second Amendment rights or your ability to, bear and, you know, carry a firearm and use one to protect your family. But, you know, this idea of people with mental issues and people afraid, you know, agencies afraid to call it, you know, we may need to kind of step it up, show some cojones, and if we think somebody has a screw loose, call it. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
See?
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before I get back to the Santiago character that shot 11 people, injured, killed 5 people, we believe shot 11, even though we had 15 bullets, possibly hurt more, at the Fort Lauderdale shooting. We're talking about mental illness in this country, and this story caught my eye. Man shoots at wife and daughter over grilled cheese sandwich. This is crazy. This is from the New York Post.
Is this from Florida?
No, from, I think, New York.
Let me see. No. Dundalk, Maryland. Yeah, doesn't it? That's crazy. An enraged Baltimore man opened fire at his home after somebody took a bite out of his grilled cheese sandwich. I don't even like grilled cheese, so I'd be like, go have it. And this sparked an hours-long standoff with police as he barricaded himself inside. Cops were called to the Dundalk, Maryland home in response to this domestic incident around 5 p.m. They said when Baltimore County officers arrived, the man's wife and their daughter came out of the house on North Point Boulevard and told them that shots were fired. Although no one was struck by the gunfire, police officials said the unidentified man fired the weapon in a meltdown after either his wife or daughter had a taste of his grilled cheese sandwich. That's enough to tick somebody off into a murderous frenzy. Apparently the man had made a grilled cheese sandwich, and either the wife or the daughter, we're not exactly sure who, but somebody, one of the females in the house, took a bite out of a sandwich, and apparently that engaged him to the point where he fired shots. He barricaded himself inside the home alone for roughly 4 hours before finally surrendering peacefully to police at about 8:50. He was taken to a local hospital for a psych evaluation and was expected to be charged, according to the news outlet. This is what I have been warning you guys about, all right? Now, I know Robin Walensky, when she was on, she was talking about how there might be some, you know, ISIS or some terrorist foundations to this Fort Lauderdale shooting. You know, we come to find out that this Fort Lauderdale shooter actually has been prosecuted or was being prosecuted for strangling his girlfriend. So we're shifting back now to this Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport shooter from Friday. Who, 26-year-old from Anchorage, Alaska, who allegedly opened fire with a handgun at a baggage claim, killing five people, wounding eight. He ran out of bullets, okay, threw his gun to the ground, and then he laid face down and waited for officers. He was taken into custody without incident, so he is alive, wasn't shot at the scene, such that he could now face charges for understanding federal charges and possibly be facing the death penalty. Now, from what we understand, back in January 10th, 2016, according to the Daily Beast, he verbally assaulted his then-girlfriend, a 40-year-old mother of one child from a previous marriage, through a locked bathroom door, telling her to blank, 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 I can't say it on air. After he forced his way in by breaking down the door, he smacked her in the head and strangled her. By the time police arrived, he had fled the scene. He was arrested days later and released on the condition that he have no contact with the victim, so he didn't strangle her to death. Anchorage police found him at his girlfriend's residence, and he was charged for violating the conditions of the release. That case is still pending. Alaska court records show a criminal record under Santiago's name for minor traffic infractions, including operating a vehicle without insurance and a broken taillight, and records also show his landlord evicted him for non-payment of rent. This non-payment of rent and this, you know, this taillight thing doesn't concern me, but we have somebody who had an assault, you know, was involved in an assault case, right, and an attempted murder. When you strangle somebody, to me, that's attempted murder. They say this case was resolved in March when Santiago entered into a deferred prosecution agreement, an alternative to adjudication where prosecutors agreed to dismiss the charges in exchange for Esteban's completion of requirements, and the details are unknown. They say Anchorage Municipal Prosecutor Seneca Fino told the Daily Beast that the charges are unlikely to be dropped now, considering his attack in Florida. So, basically, he had served in the U.S. military, first in the Puerto Rico Army National Guard in 2007. According to the Department of Defense, he was deployed to Iraq in April 2010 as a combat engineer, returned to the U.S. in early 2011. In November 2014, he moved to Alaska, joined the Alaska National Guard. He was given a general discharge from the military in August for unsatisfactory performance. I believe he called out a lot or he didn't show up. There was some issues there. Yes, he went AWOL several times before he was kicked out. His sibling, however, said he's pro-American and spiritual. And Santiago visited an FBI office in Anchorage in 2016, claiming voices were telling him to fight for ISIS, according to CBS News. Okay, that's got to be a red flag there. Santiago also reportedly believed he was being controlled by the CIA to watch ISIS videos. Santiago's brother said he had been receiving psychological counseling. According to his aunt, he became a father in September. More recently, he was hospitalized for 2 weeks. So, that's a discussion we need to have. When these terrorists have kids, you know, you would think if somebody had a child, they would be less likely, right, to want to blow people up, you know, or to put their life on the line. And we're seeing more and more that many of these terrorists, they don't care whether they have kids or not. They, you know, I'd like to see if there's any link to if having the kids makes them seem more suicidal or not. That's something I want to address. I want to look into first. So the issue we have here is we don't want people taking, you know, our healthy citizens' guns away. We don't want to limit, all right, healthy people that want to protect this country, that want to protect their family, their ability to bear arms, their ability to protect their family, protect their body. But what do we do about people with obvious screw looses, an obvious psychiatric history and criminal history from getting guns? All right, everybody's so worried about being politically correct and, you know, saying somebody is out of sorts and accusing somebody. This is a mess, mind you. This is not easy. I get that. If there's somebody at work and you're like, I think this guy is going to go crazy one day. People used to use the word postal, and we don't do that anymore because it seems like our postal workers seem to be the most level-headed now. But the idea that there's somebody at work, I could just see him go crazy. Is there a means to, you know, call it and bring it up the chain and bring it to somebody's attention? And then what do? If you're a boss and you go, look, I don't like this woman, and I could just see her one day pull a gun out on everybody, what do? Do you call the police? Do you have the police investigate them? Can that person sue you for starting to now, slander, for embarrassment, for, you know, what do we have in terms of our laws to protect us if we want to investigate somebody? And then how do we stop somebody who, let's say, is very, very paranoid from accusing wrong people? All right. This guy was a red flag. And it's easy for us to say this now looking back and looking and seeing what happened in his past. And it sounds like this strangling case was hush-hush because of some weird, I don't want to use the word settlement, but it sounded like something happened where this wasn't very well known. But he still was able to keep, from what I understand, his military firearm. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I mean, personally, if we can't control bad guys getting the guns, and we won't, stopping good guys from having guns is not going to prevent bad guys from having guns. Okay? What we do need to do is prep our citizens. You know, one thing that's so phenomenal about how the Israelis do it is almost every Israeli citizen has been in the army. They know how to protect themselves. They know how to use a weapon. They know how to identify, objects or suspicious packages. And there's this sense of awareness, this state of consciousness where, you know, they are always on alert. There's somebody messing around. You know, one show that I've started watching is Fauda on Netflix. It's excellent. I strongly encourage you guys to watch it. Unfortunately, it's pretty bloody, but I think we're going about this wrong, and I think we may need to prepare us as Americans to always be on the lookout for somebody deciding to go crazy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.